From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Nigerian jihadist group Boko Haram released a new video Sunday purportedly showing some of the Chibok girls it kidnapped in 2014, claiming that others have been killed by government airstrikes. One of the abducted girls pleads in the video for the government to release detained militants so the girls can be freed. More than 200 Chibok girls are still missing. Thousands of Syrian civilians are back in the ruined northern city of Manbij after U.S.-backed fighters drove the last Islamic State extremists from their stronghold near the Turkish border. Extremists who abandoned Manbij are retreating toward the Islamic-controlled border town of Jarabulus, along with nearly 2,000 civilians. Manbij was a strategically important link and supply lines to Islamic State's headquarters in the Syrian city of Raqqa. Tensions are running high in the central U.S. city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, after police officers shot and killed a man allegedly running from a traffic stop. Mayor Tom Barrett gave this account of what happened on Saturday.
He ordered that individual to drop his gun. The individual did not drop his gun, held the gun, or I shouldn't say, I don't know that for a fact, but had the gun with him, and the officer fired several times. He was hit by two bullets, one in the chest, one in the arm. That individual, it's a 23-year-old man, has died.
An angry crowd gathered at the location following that shooting, throwing rocks at police, setting fire to businesses, injuring at least one police officer. The officer who shot the suspect is on administrative leave while the incident is under investigation. Hundreds of protesters brave heavy rain in the Philippines.